Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Got it? Told you. Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. Like I was just saying, it's number 262.
You do it.
Hey, if you ever want to click a like or subscribe or call up and be part of the thing, it's 336-373-0987. Oh, I didn't hang that up. We're going to call a friend right now, and hopefully this will work. Which side? Does it matter what side?
No, I always go left side.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I just drew on my pants.
I got the number right here. Stand by. Jeez. I had the number right here. All right.
Man.
Let's see if it works. Come on, man. Oh, okay. Woo. That was close.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Currently, I'm picking up dirty socks off the floor.
Oh, man.
Me too.
Making vegetable soup and about to clean the bathroom.
Now, do the socks have anything to do with the soup?
Well, they add a little bit of flavor.
You just got to remember to take it out before you eat it. It's like a bay leaf.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. It's exactly like a bay leaf.
What you do is you take a sock and you put it in a sock.
Uh-huh.
And then you put that sock in there. Hold and then on. You take that sock out, take the sock out of the sock. Oh, you got it?
Okay, well, I think
that's how you
it.
Make soup.
Sock stock.
So this
so
year.
So what do we do with the bay leaf?
2025 is going to be known as the year of downsizing, and it couldn't suck more. You see it on the news every single day. And I don't know if we're supposed to be doing this or not, but this is our friend, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Aww, I'm your friend.
Of course. What do we used to sing? We're the three best friends. And we always get it right together.
Yeah, still haven't quite nailed that.
So, you know, we've gotten some calls and letters and messenger pigeons asking about what's going on. So how do you want to say it?
Basically, I lost my job. It's a reduction in force is the proper way of saying it.
Yeah.
But you know, I do want to be very clear to everyone that this has absolutely nothing to do with the other reduction in forces that people are hearing about on the news and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this is the radio business, and we've all always known since for decades that things like this can happen at any time.
Yeah.
They change formats, they change owners, they change this, that, the other thing. And so it's part of working in this business, and it was my turn.
And this had never happened to you in your radio career up until this time.
No, I've been super lucky that I've never actually been let go from a radio station, which most people can't say who work in this business.
Damn right.
In a 29-30 year career, yeah. I've always made my own choices to move somewhere else. Yeah. So I'm real lucky in that sense.
I dodged that one in DC. I had left right before they flipped Spanish.
Oh, wow.
I remember that was like 3 months later. Remember you always say that I killed that station?
You did.
Yeah. So it was my fault. But I do remember my friends being like, do you speak Spanish? No? Well, you wouldn't have lasted here.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, neat.
Same thing happened with mine. The station ceased to exist. It became classical music, like a repeater of the classical
station.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. But I'll tell you.
Yeah, I had a station that right after I decided to leave, it was like it was within the next year that it was gone anyway. So I was like, okay, I made the right choice.
Damn. You know, I'll tell you, the best thing that happened out of that when they shut down the station I was working for was taking that time to just think and just do things that I never could do during the day and just, you know, clear your head, take a few weeks and don't worry about anything, you know?
Yeah, it's real weird because, like, I feel like I don't know what to do with myself. I'm sleeping a little too much right now, but that's a good thing because I actually get to sleep in.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, oh, so have you looked on job boards and whatever? And it all looks like gobbledygook to me right this minute.
Of course.
Like, none of it's really making sense or whatever. So I did file for unemployment. There's that.
Good.
And it's a real, and also everybody else is at work, so it's not like people can go play with me or something.
Oh, good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you get fired too?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I need somebody to
sabotage your friends.
I guess I can call up the other people in our group that got let go and we can all
there you go.
Just
a horrible day, man. Just a horrible last week. And it's still so weird trying to pick up and act like everything's okay, because that's what we do traditionally on the radio. You don't draw attention to these kinds of things, and it's not fair. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to the listeners who are wondering, hey, she's not here, what happened, you know? And you know, it's awful. The whole thing is awful.
Yeah, I mean, it was last Thursday afternoon, and you know, we had heard some rumblings that things like this might be happening, so it wasn't 100% shock, but you still never want it to be you. And I'm sure for you guys in the building, you know, you're five people less that you used to see every single day.
It's weird.
And so that's going to be weird, too. We didn't have that many people there to begin with.
You know, one thing right off the top, every day when I get here and I'm getting my water and I look in the fridge to see what you brought, it's not in there.
Yeah.
Aww.
Hey, when are you going to come back and get that cup of pudding or whatever that is?
Oh, yeah. Is that tiramisu?
And the live probiotic or whatever.
What is that?
It was on your shelf.
Live bitters. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Live bitters.
Wait. Is the tiramisu yours?
No.
That's fair game, bro.
Damn, man.
That's in there's mine. I was never the person that left weird things, so now it's narrowed down.
Charlie,
you're getting
I hate to break this to you. You've been replaced by the tiramisu. It's the tiramisu challenge.
Too soon.
I still haven't won. That damn tiramisu
is
hard.
It won't take long before it starts talking, so that could happen.
So what do you think? Are you going to try and stick in radio? Or are you going to branch out and use your giant brain and do something brand new? Or are you not even there to think about it yet?
You know, the thing with radio, unfortunately, is that there are a limited amount of jobs in any given city. And so for me to continue in radio, which I have had some radio friends reach out and say, you know, when you're ready to talk, you know, we've got stuff, this, that, the other thing.
Cool.
But that would mean, in one sense, maybe picking up and moving to Florida or, you know, whatever. And I don't know at this point that I want to do that. So that's what I have to decide is, do I want to continue to live this lifestyle and continue on with, I mean, something that I've loved for 30 years? Or do I want to see what else I got up my sleeve? So
are any of them, I mean, have you found that anybody has the opportunity to do anything remote kind of stuff? Just because that's more of a thing?
That I don't know yet. And I would do that. I would totally do that if that was an option.
Me too. I mean, what?
I mean, and even as a side gig, that'd be kind of, it'd be fun to keep that going while still maybe finding my feet in a different career. I don't know. It's been 3 days.
You could do a John Bon Jovi podcast.
True.
And every day you talk about a new thing about John Bon Jovi.
That'd be easy for you.
Well, I could do that. This is true.
And we have.
I could also just spout all my vast knowledge that I always like to spout.
I love it.
I know lots of things.
See, that's what I was thinking. Where can you apply that outside of radio? If you could do radio remotely, like Maddie said, and continue keeping your feet in the water, great. But what else have you always wanted to think about doing, or what else do you think that all that knowledge is useful for out there in practical application?
Well, I always wanted to be a forensic anthropologist or a criminal investigator, but I think I actually have to have some training for that. I don't think they'll just throw me into the position because I've watched a lot of Forensic Files.
I don't know anymore these days.
Yeah, maybe.
They might know, so I can check it out.
Don't you hate it when you're watching Forensic Files and you're like on a run and you're on about the sixth one and you realize, damn it, I just saw this one the other day.
Oh, yeah. Like, I already know who the killer is.
Yeah.
How about when you get halfway through that episode and you realize that you've seen it, but you still don't know what happened? Then you realize you fell asleep every other time.
Or you think, well, maybe they found out something new between then and now. I'm not going to change the channel.
That's me in Unsolved Mysteries, man. I hate that show.
Why didn't they figure that out already? Come on, guys. It's the dog.
I have been watching that all the time. It's like my comfort show now, and it's only because it's less than 30 minutes. And when one ends, the next one starts, and I can't stop them now.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love that. Like, they end so quickly. You're like, oh, I mean, I got a little more time. But ask me to sit down and watch something for an hour, and I'm like, no way.
Nah, you'll watch six of those, but not 1 hour of anything. I know.
Right. Don't even start me on watching movies. They're way too long.
Who oh, my God. What's the guy's name? Peter something that was the original voice of Forensic Files?
Oh, I don't know, but he was so good.
So good. And I'm not going to try and imitate it because I won't be able to do it, but he was the voice of that. Nobody can touch it. Oh. They've got a new Forensic Files with a different voice. I can't watch it.
Oh, it was this.
Yeah.
Ah, it's Forensic Files. Time to find a mystery.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I've always thought I could do that, though. I thought I could narrate one of those shows.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out how to do that.
That is a great idea, because, you know, you do have that voice. You sound like Ann DeWig, who is probably the best voiceover person in the country, maybe the world. So, I mean, why wouldn't you get in on
compliment.
Dude, for real, my wife... When you got let go, she's like, well, what are they going to do about, her voice is all over the station. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, she's on some commercials and stuff. She's like, well, that was her just now. I'm like, no, honey, that was the voice. That's Ann.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
Wait, you guys can, I'll do that for cheaper.
Well, don't start out cheap. you could be the next big thing, you know, seriously. If she,
well, she's trying to undersell Anne.
I mean, cheaper than Anne, because she is the big thing.
Yeah.
But she can't do everything. She can't do it all, so there's room.
I know.
Yeah.
I can do it.
I'll send you,
anyway.
Hey, I'll send you a bunch of our copy. You can read it and produce it and send it off.
Well, there you go. Somehow I don't think that they want to pay me any more money.
Well,
that was part of the problem. They didn't want to pay me any more money.
I tell you, the thing about getting into that voiceover stuff that prevented me from ever fully pursuing it. And I talked to Ann. I worked with Ann on this whole thing, getting your head in the right space and doing the right kind of reads and really concentrating. It's a lot more work than people ever think it is to do that.
Oh, absolutely. It is acting. And some people are good at it and some people aren't. And you've got to, I mean, if you're, you know, you can't always just say things. You don't just read it. You know, there's a lot more that goes into it, and a lot of self-promotion that you have to do. It is a full-time job for sure.
And you got to be ready to do an audition and have them say, while you're sitting there, well, that sucked. You know, I've had that happen.
Well, at least you get feedback. I mean, I tried to do something where I was trying to do voiceover stuff. I paid to do a website, and I would audition for every single thing that would come across, commercials and whatever else, and never heard back.
You didn't get one?
Not a single one. No
Dang.
Feedback. Like, I think I might have gotten closer on a couple. And then I tried to do another thing where the famous thing where I tried to do the Bojangles.
Bojangles.
And they wanted it to be cool, and then they went with, it's Bojangles!
Yeah,
I was like, how did I lose that?
Yeah, how is that better?
I could have done that dumb chicken.
Yeah, you guys are sounding really encouraging right now. I'm going to jump right in that.
Yeah, do your debt. No, when you audition for Bojangles, you do that crazy voice.
No, but you have a different thing than what we have. And like you said, you can't just talk. I used to go out with my stupid demo with all the stupid character voices on it, which don't belong on that first demo. And I'd be like, here's my demo. I'll be expecting your call by the time I get home. Nope.
No.
You get your feelings hurt, but not you. I don't think that's going to happen to you because, you know, like I said, there's only one Ann out there so far.
Yeah.
Well, if I sound so much like her, there might be two.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's my options are wide open. So there are a lot of things that I could do. I just got to get in the right headspace first.
And no rush.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting unemployment. There's no rush.
Right. And the weather's getting nicer, which means I know a certain person who enjoys some lake time. So,
you know, that the timing is pretty good. If we're gonna be honest, at least it didn't happen in like October where I had to go through the whole winter.
What a great way to say it. That's so true.
Yeah.
Well,
right. I mean, it's nice out today, so here we go.
Here comes hot Charlie summer.
Oh,
you got that right.
How you doing on day drinking?
Well, I have. So on Monday when I went and bought myself a laptop because I needed one for my job search, that was my accomplishment for the day. So I stopped and had lunch. And a beer.
Right on.
So,
I think it's important to celebrate the little things.
Hell yeah.
It is. I was proud of myself. I got out of bed and I went somewhere.
Did it. Outside clothes.
Well, do you have anything that you want to say?
You know, I already miss you guys. This like makes it kind of worse if we're honest talking to you. It's like, oh, I do miss you. And I just, you know, I thank you to anyone who's called and asked and wondered what's going on. And please know that it's, you know, stuff like this just happens. It sucks. And you can protest or write petitions or whatever you want, but I doubt it's going to change anything. So use your time in a more constructive way. And just thanks to all the listeners and everybody who's been with us, you know, for this journey. It's been a nice long journey, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. And thank you. And thanks to you guys for putting up with me every day. So
what did we do together? 15 years?
Since 2013 to 12.
Oh, shoot.
Any time with me seems longer than what it is. It was the beginning of 2013.
Wow, I lost some years in there.
Don't get me started.
That's typical for you.
Yeah.
You have a hard time keeping track.
I do. I mean, with anything. I don't know what I'm doing right now. Obvious.
Who's this?
A lot has happened and changed, and we had a good run, as you like to say. We had a really good run.
Yep, damn good run. And we miss you, too, every day. And, you know, I don't think it would be right for us to continue calling you to make this easier on us all the time, you know?
I mean, I don't mind every once in a while. Just let me know you miss me.
Look, we will continue to exchange various. I sent her a text the other day because it was a Great Dane with a giant homemade cone on its head. It was like a 4 foot cone?
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, I can't wait till the horse needs her cone.
How is that?
Oh, yeah, and there's always going to be things, though, that, like, I'm like, oh, I need to say that to Sean or Maddie. And, of course, I'll never hear anyone say New York City.
New York City!
Again, without thinking that.
Oh, that is the problem. You know what? It's the inside references that we get, and then we forget that no one else gets them.
That's all right. They know we're having fun.
Yeah.
That's enough. But yeah, I mean, like your cousin Mark and Jerry from Salisbury and Bill and shoot, I can't name them. Huh?
My friend Joe, he has to travel for his job a lot, and so he would always put us on while he was driving. And yeah, there's quite a few people. Creed, everybody, you know, we have a lot of podcast listeners too, and of course our everyday listeners, Todd and Tommy and
yeah.
Just all the peoples. I'm going to miss them.
I can dig it, man. Me too. I mean, we're going to miss you being a part of all this. And how is the big dog, by the way?
She's kind of at a, I think she's paused in her growth.
Paused.
She just turned one on March the 1st. And they say that she'll get another growth spurt before she's done. So, I mean, right now she's a manageable size, but I don't know. We'll see how big she finally gets.
Did you hear the story about the dog that shot the guy the other day?
No.
Yeah, he was laying in bed with a lady. The dog jumped up on the bed and somehow got its foot into the trigger guard and shot the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dog said...
Why is the gun in the bed with the lady?
That's one of the running questions. Yeah. Yeah.
Ryro, it's not raking rich. That's what the dog said.
Ooh, now that you have all this time, you know what you can do is get a saddle and teach the little dog to ride the big dog.
Ooh.
And then that'll make you money on the internet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Monetize them things.
Okay, look, I gotta go.
Hey, seriously, keep in touch. You know, when people ask, we'll tell them that you're doing great and you're about to break into next big thing.
I thought you said we were telling everybody she died.
Dude, chill. Yeah, no, seriously.
No, but seriously, folks.
Seriously, folks. She's alive. This is really her.
Oh, I'm here. I'm still around.
I know.
All right, hang in there. Keep us posted. If there's anything we can do, we'll do it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Love you both.
All right. Love you. Love
you. See you. Be cool.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, there you go, man. Seems weird to do any more goofy stuff after that. Let's leave this podcast right like that. What do you think?
Fine.
We'll do some more dumb stuff next time. And we appreciate the people who are sticking with us. You know, it's tough. People think, how dare they think to you and me, they're thinking, how dare you guys? And
I know.
It's hard on us too, man. I mean, not as hard as it is on her, but she sounds great. She sounds like she's doing great.
I know. You know, and that's the thing is that it can happen in any business, but in this industry, it really does happen dramatically, and it always feels like that. But the other thing is, too, it's like it's hard for us because we do spend so much time together, and then they're like, all right, your friend's got to leave.
Yeah.
You know, get out. But, you know, like someone said the other day, and what's nice is that I think we're realizing that more and more, and now that we all have phones and texts and internets and socials and that we're able to stay in touch. Because, you know, back in the day, it would almost be like, this person is now gone from your life forever.
Yep.
So she'll still be around, and we miss her tremendously, but.
Right on. So next time, if you want to be a part of the podcast, 336-373-0987 is the number for your calls. Click a like and subscribe and listen to us anywhere on the Odyssey app. It's got the pushy button talky thing. You hadn't even checked that. You do not check that.
I don't check it regularly.
See what I mean? Oh, what you mean I was supposed to check it?
Wait.
Well, we have this thing. Should I check it or not?
I can't check it. No.
All right. So there you go. Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.